Topijana Vallabha Ivadarari Yasunanandana Vrajajana Ranjana Yasunanandana Vrajajana Ranjana Jamunatira Vanachari Jamunatira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabihari Jaya Radha Madhava Punjabihari Gopijana Vallabha Givadarari Gopijana Vallabha Givadarari Yasunanandana Vrajajana Ranjana Yasunanandana Vrajajana Ranjana Jamunatira Vanachari Jamunatira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabihari Gopijana Vallabha Givadarari Gopijana Vallabha Givadarari Yasunanandana Vrajajana Ranjana Yasunanandana Vrajajana Ranjana Yasunanandana Vrajajana Ranjana Unatira Vanachari Jamunatira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabihari
Jayam Shripad Paramahamsa Prajakacharya Sarasata Sri Shimada's Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Grantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Nitai Gora Premanandi. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories, all glories to Sri Shiguru and Sri Gauranga. So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 8, Chapter 23, text number 10 and 11. No, 9 and 10. And 9 is on, 10 is on the board. So I'll read text 9. Sri Bhagavan Uvacha. I'll just do this one. Vatsa Parada Bhadram Te Prayahi Sutalarayam Modamana Sva Puktrena Stati Snatinam Sukam Avyaya Abaha. Translation: the Supreme Personality of Godhead said, "My dear son Prahlad, all good fortune unto you. For the time being, please go to the place known as Sutala and there enjoy happiness with your grandson and your relatives and friends." Okay, text 10. Am I supposed to do Om Namo Bhagavate now? Before? So basically, you can see I have not ever given a class in Sridham Mayapur. This is my first time. So I'm not even getting the timing of when to say and what to do. 2 seconds ago, well, let's be honest, 5 minutes ago, Nareshwar said he was unable to give class and he asked me to do it. And I've been trying so hard not to sit down here and do this. I was really thinking, because Prabhupada says, you know, you can dress like a devotee and look really like a devotee, but as soon as you open your mouth, everybody knows. So, okay, I'm going to have to say, here you go. You think what you want. I know what I already think of myself, so here we go. So, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Do I do Om Agana now or later? After? Thank you. See, I'm going to need audience participation in this one, definitely. Okay. So I did that verse. Now I'm doing verse 10. Okay, Srimad Bhagavatam, 8th Canto, Chapter 23. This is verse 10. Nityam. Drashtasi mam tatra. Nityam drashtasi mam tatra. Gada panim avistitam. Gada panim avistitam. Mad darshana mahalada. Madarshana Mahalada Dvasta Karma Nibandana Dvasta Karma Nibandana Nityam Drasta Simam Tatra Gadapanim Avistitam Madarshana Mahalada Drasta karma nibandana. Nityam drasta simam tatra. Gadapanim avastitam. Madarshana mahalada. Drasta karma nibandana. Nityam drasta simam tatra. Gadapanim avastitam. Mam darshana mahalada drasta karma nibandana. Help me out. Matajis. Nitsambhadidharatya Kadapanim Vastitam Padarsana Mahadana. Nityam, constantly. Drashta, the seer. Asi, you shall be. Mam, unto me. Tatra, there. In Sutala Loka. Gadapadim, with a club in my hand. Avastitam, situated there. Matdarshana, by seeing me in that form. Maha'alada, by the great transcendental bliss. Dvasta, having been vanquished. Karma Nibandhanaha, the bondage of fruitive activities. Translation by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. The Supreme Personality of Godhead assured Prahlad Maharaj, you shall be able to see me there in my usual feature with conch shell, disc, club, and lotus in my hand. Because of your transcendental bliss due to always personally seeing me, you will have no further bondage to fruitive activities. Purport. Karma bandha, the bondage of fruitive activities, entails the repetition of birth and death. One performs fruitive activities in such a way that he creates another body for his next life. As long as one is attached to fruitive activities, he must accept another material body. This repeated acceptance of material bodies is called samsara bandhana. To stop this, a devotee is advised to see the Supreme Lord constantly. The Kanishta Adhikari, or neophyte devotee, is therefore advised to visit the temple every day and see the form of the Lord regularly. Thus, the neophyte devotee can be free from the bondage of fruitive activities. First, I'll tell you a story. Srila Prabhupada had a servant and a secretary who were a married couple. Their names were Govinda Dasi and Gaur Sundar. Srila Prabhupada, he wanted those two to help him with his books. So he asked Gaur Sundar to do a little editing of what Prabhupada was translating. And he asked Govinda to type up the manuscripts that were being produced. Well, Govinda Dasi, I don't know if many of you know her pastimes of Srila Prabhupada, but she was very vocal and very personal with Srila Prabhupada in a way that nobody else was. So she said to Srila Prabhupada, when given this order by her spiritual master, she said, no, Srila Prabhupada, I shouldn't do this. I'm not a very good typist. And Prabhupada says, I want you to do the typing. And again, Govinda Dasi said, but Srila Prabhupada, you should ask somebody else. I am not a good typist. And now for the third time, Srila Prabhupada says, I want you to type this. Then Srila Prabhupada says, but I will help you. I will tell you a prayer that you should chant before you start an activity that you feel you're not worthy to do. And Srila Prabhupada told her this prayer. We can all say it together. Om Agyana Chiridam Jascha Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmalitan Gena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manopistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam. That's it. That's what Srila Prabhupada told her to say. So that's why it is very important before you start any activity that you feel unworthy, or maybe you just don't feel you're capable of doing, that's the prayer that you chant to say, please, please help me. So that's the Sanskrit. The English is, please help me. Okay. So in case you just got here, I'm winging this. Not only am I just winging it, but I have never given class, as many of you who come to class will know, I have not given class in Sridhar Mayapur. And by the end of this class, everybody will go, it's just as well he doesn't. So anyway, we will try to do this. So basically here we're talking about decisions. If you make the wrong decisions, you get this wonderful opportunity of having another material body. It's so lovely, isn't it? The wonderful joys that we go through in this material body. Now, right now, you guys are probably thinking, it's not so bad, you know? I'm like 10, I got everything going on. What are you complaining about, old man? Well, I'll tell you, soon, you're going to be the old man. And you're going to be, my knees are killing me, my back hurts. Why is my stomach always getting upset? No, I can't eat that, I'm sorry. I'll have to pass. So this is the kind of tribulations that you go through. You may not be getting it now. I know I didn't at that age. But now, whew, I tell you, us old bodies, we could just sit around and complain. Forget Krishna Katha. Let's just complain. How you doing, Prabhu? Oh, my stomach's really giving me a hard time. Really? That's too bad. Well, my knees have been really hurting me. So that's the material body. And that's what happens if you stay stuck in this cycle of birth and death. What are you looking forward to? A chance to do this again. It's not such a wonderful proposition. So there used to be this cartoon in the 1950s and 60s. There you go, I'm dating myself. 1950s and 60s, when I was a little boy. Talk about the old days. That's really the old days. We used to watch this cartoon. And a lot of the themes of the cartoon, it would be like a rooster about to attack a chicken. And the rooster would stop. And on his shoulder was a little angel. And the angel would say, no, he's your friend. You shouldn't hurt him. And on the other shoulder, you had the devil. And he's going, ah, rip his head off. He's no good anyway. What do we need him for? You know, just another chicken. Get rid of him. And almost every cartoon had this. Had the same kind of understanding. They didn't realize it, but they had this understanding that we get this choice. And as devotees, we get this choice all the time. It's not just once in a while. It's all the time. You know, I think I might watch a little bit of sports. The devil's going, yeah, what's the big deal? He ain't breaking the principles. And the angels are going, Prabhu, you're heading into the gray area there. Yes, you're not breaking the principles, but think about what kind of movie you're watching. It could be. So that's what we get. As a devotee, we get this. In the cartoons, the cartoon characters got it. But as a devotee, we get this. We get this opportunity. We get to stop and think, is this the right choice? Is this choice going to take me there to Krishna Loka or there to another body, which we have no idea what it's going to be? These are the kind of choices that we need to make. So Krishna and Prabhupada here, or Krishna and Prabhupada is saying, the devotee is advised to see the Supreme Lord constantly. Now this is interesting. There are so many devotees here in Mayapur, aren't there? I mean thousands, thousands. But yet sometimes we come to the temple and there is maybe 100. And I personally, this is because it's just my way of seeing, I'm thinking, where is everybody? Maybe they just are missing today. You know, and sometimes you walk around the campus here in Mayapur, and I see people. I've been here over a year, and I see people. I've never seen you before. Do you live here? Yes, Prue, I've been here for 10 years. 10 years, wow. Well, I'm here every day, and I don't see a lot of people. So I'm thinking they're not following this instruction. Prabhupada says we should see the Supreme Lord constantly. And maybe they're advanced. Oh, that's what it is. They're advanced. Because it says here that a Kanista or neophyte is therefore advised to visit the temple every day and see the form of the Lord regularly. So there are so many advanced devotees here in Mayapur. You know, it's amazing how many advanced. It's only us Kanistas that show up here. I'm okay with that because I know a few of these Kanistas aren't really Kanistas who I see every day. So it's okay. I'm okay with that. So the whole idea here is we have these decisions. We have these choices we need to make. We need to choose, right? So we put ourselves in a nice position. That's why Srila Prabhupada set up programs like he did. This Mangal Artik, okay? Mangal Artik. For all those who are listening at home, Mangal Artik starts at like 4:30 a.m. in most temples. Be there or, well, you know. So this is the program. We have Mangal Artik. We have the whole morning program. It's so ecstatic. It's so ecstatic that when guests arrive here in Sridhar Mayapur, they feel the ecstasy. They feel it. I talk to the guests every single morning. That is my little fun thing to do here in Sridhar Mayapur. I chat with every guest that comes. It's ecstatic. I don't speak Bangla and they don't speak English, but we have a conversation. Somehow or other. Like I was telling somebody this morning, I said, I can smile in so many different languages. Watch. Now everyone understands that, right? So, all you people that speak English, Russian, Bangla, you're all understanding that. Everybody gets this. And that's how I preach. I can't speak in Bangla. I'm not going to convert anybody through what I say, but maybe I will leave a good impression with just this. Hare Krishna! There's our universal language. Let's all communicate and bond all the nations of the world together here in Sridhar Mayapur. Hare Krishna! Hare Krishna! Krishna Krishna! Hare Hare! Hare Rama! Hare Rama! Rama Rama! Hare Hare! Now we are really speaking the same language because we're all smiling, right? We're all smiling and we all chanted Hare Krishna. Isn't that amazing? This is how all spirit souls can come together. It's such a process. Smile, chant Hare Krishna. It's so wonderful. So while I'm doing that little seva in the morning of talking to people, and I'm talking, I mean, I'll tell you how it works, because I know a lot of people don't actually see, so I'm just going to tell you this story. I greet and chat with every single guest as they're waiting for their little prasadam coupons. They've done the whole morning program. They've chanted around a japa. Hopefully they've taken a pack of Srila Prabhupada's books, and now they're waiting for their prasadam coupon. So I take the opportunity to say, Hare Krishna, welcome to Sridhar Mayapur. And of course, if they don't have bag of books, I will say, how come you don't have? You should have. Now, I know that a lot of people don't understand, but simply by my... They all understand me somehow or other, and they all say the same thing. Neche, neche. And I tell them, I say, neche is a dirty word. I don't want to hear it. And they laugh. And I know they don't know what dirty word means, but they laugh. It's so nice. And sometimes I bring somebody with me to translate. It's very nice to sometimes hear what people are saying back to me. I have Abai come around with me. And unfortunately, Abai, he likes to laugh too. So when I start rolling with it, and I'm saying things that I probably shouldn't say, but I say anyway, because I know they don't understand me, he gets it. And he's laughing and laughing and laughing. So he's having great fun distributing books. And I hope that carries over to his distribution when he does. So our choices are, do we want to engage in devotional service? Do we want to have some fun in devotional service? Because I tell you, if you're walking around with a grumpy look on your face, you're doing something wrong. You're seriously doing something wrong. Krishna consciousness is fun, right? Does anybody think it's not fun? I dare you to raise your hand. Aha, in the back. After class, you mug the guy wearing saffron. Something's wrong with him. Maybe he's that CIA guy that was planted here long ago. I don't know. But Krishna consciousness is blissful. Let me throw one Sanskrit word out that I know. Susukam. Ooh, I know that word. That was one of the first words I learned. Susukam. It's joyful. It's joyful. Kirtan. Kirtan is ecstatic, is it not? Wasn't Guru Puja fun for you guys? Tell me it wasn't fun. Even if he can't lead, it doesn't matter. Sorry. Was that your first time? Yes, it showed. But it's okay. No, it's okay. I'm just teasing you. He's a very sweet boy. I know him. I know him, so I can goof around a little with him. But the thing is, it is ecstatic. When you let yourself enjoy Krishna consciousness, the ecstasy comes. You can't even stop it. It comes in such waves. It's so much bliss. I'll tell you a story. Yeah, you know, I'll give you the condensed version. When I first went to the temple as a devotee, I went to Mangal Arati. I'm like, I am not going to the temple to that Sunday feast because there I know I'm going to hear the standards, you know, all the lines that everybody else hears about the Hare Krishnas. I wanted the real deal. I went to Mangal Arati. So I showed up at the temple at 4:15 in the morning. 4:15 a.m. I'm an American. I'm a sense gratifier. What am I doing showing up at a Hare Krishna temple at 4:15 in the morning? But I did it. So I knock on the door of the temple. I'm ready. Let's do this. Nobody answers. I knock again. Still nobody answers. Like, come on, you guys, you told me 4:30. What's going on? I knock a little harder this time. Finally, some guy wearing a little cloth and nothing else answers the door. And he goes, oh, Hare Krishna. I said, I'm here for this morning thing. He goes, oh, no problem. You go sit down here. Everybody's still sort of getting ready. It doesn't start till 4:30. Okay, I'm good with this. I sit down there. Now he walks in, still wearing that cloth. And he's got a little white cup. Little white cup with a brown ball in it. And I just look at this like, I've never seen a brown ball in a cup. And he says to me, take this cup, don't touch it, what's inside, and just go like that with the cup. And I'm like, okay, why not? Why not? This brown ball, as we all know as a gulabjamun, was soaked in so much sugar water, and it just went. Now it's 4:20 in the morning, and I could care less. I'm just like really fired up. I'm having a great time. I'm just waiting for somebody to come down the stairs. Let's do this. Let's do this. This is going to be fun. So 4:30, they start coming down the stairs. Well, 4:28. Not just coming down the stairs, running down the stairs, turning, running into the temple room. So I go into the temple room. Right before I go in, the devotee who was wearing the cloth comes down, and now he's dressed, I guess, nicely. He's still wearing like a sheet, and he has a funny-looking shirt on, but that's okay. That's okay. And he tells me, are you ready? And I'm like, okay, ready for what? He goes, to see God. To see God? Really? I get to see God? He says, yes. In just a few minutes, you will see God. Okay, let's do this. I'm going to see God. Now, I had read the Bhagavad Gita. I actually got a Gita 2 weeks prior to showing up. I read it from cover to cover. Amazing. It was just amazing. So I was ready to see God. I'd seen his picture. He was on the cover of the book, right? He's blue. He's standing on a chariot. I'm ready. So I'm standing there getting all psyched up to see this blue God appear before me. The curtain's open. But first, I hear this weird sound. What is it, a fire alarm? What's going on? No, it's somebody blowing a conch shell. Okay, I'm still okay with all this. A little bit scary, but it's okay. Now the curtain's open. Everyone goes down. I'm standing there going, behind the curtains, there was no blue God. Who was standing there but a black God with big eyes and a yellow God with big eyes and a white God with big eyes. And they didn't look like what I was expecting. This is God? Okay. At that moment, I had the choice. I could run, get out of this crazy place, or I could go, why not? Everything else I've read about this Krishna is so far out. Why not? So I accepted it. Jagannath, Baladev, Subhadra, Haribol! Now, the kirtan starts. Now, it just so happens on this particular day, the Radha Damodar bus. Now, we've all heard of that. They had this Swami on it who used to lead an amazing kirtan. His name is Vishnu Janan Swami. He happened to be leading this kirtan. This is my first opportunity to hear kirtan, and I'm hearing probably the best kirtan singer in ISKCON in 1975. He's leading Mangal Artik. Through samsara dava, the devotees started jumping up and down. Nobody's even swaying. Everyone's jumping up and down from the very beginning. Samsara dava nalina. The whole temple room is going bananas. They're just jumping and jumping and jumping and jumping. Now, the really cool thing about this temple room, it had wooden slats, wooden floorboards. So the floorboards had some give in them, right? So as the temple room, all the devotees are jumping, the floorboards are going boing, 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 boing. So I'm standing there, and next thing you know, I'm jumping. I didn't even get the choice. Do I want to jump or do I not want to jump? I'm jumping. But you know what? I can jump higher than you. And I start really jumping. But I used to play basketball. I got a pretty good vertical leap. I'm like, whoa, look at this. Woo, I'm up there now. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Woo, my first kirtan. It was ecstatic, absolutely ecstatic. And it sold me. I'm like, if this is how you get to know God, if this is spiritual, wow, I'm in. I just knock back one of those brown balls, jump up and down. This is the life. This is spiritual life. So a couple days later, I move in. I get shaved up. Basically, once I put my bag down, done. Shaved up. The next day, just moved in, remember? The next day, they say to me, how would you like to go out on Sankirtan? I'm saying, I have no idea what that is, but I'll go. So the devotees take me, tell me to wear a hat. Okay, I'm shaved up, I guess I should wear a hat. They take me to a streetlight to do lollipops in a bucket and hand out small books. Now this streetlight is in my neighborhood. It's where I'm from. I'm shaved up. I'm a Hare Krishna. And I come from a very strict Irish Catholic family. I did have long hair. Now I'm shaved up. I'm a Hare Krishna in my neighborhood. My traffic light. My neighbors. My friends. My relatives. Hare Krishna! I'm having the time of my life doing this Sankirtan. Have a lollipop! Now I'm going to give you one of these really cool books. Haven't read it myself. I'm kind of new, but here you go. Now we get back to the temple. They tally the scores up, which they did back then. We made a big deal of it. I came in second in a temple of 25 devotees. I came in second. Bhakta Joe, who just moved in, shaved up yesterday, wasn't even chanting 16 rounds yet. I came in second. I'm like, whoa, this is pretty cool. Everybody's going, Joy, Joy, Bhakta Joe. I'm like, yeah, okay, whatever, thanks. I'm not sure what Jai means, but you know, my name's Joe. It's Joe, not Jai, but anyway, thank you, thank you. And I'm thinking, this is pretty cool. I'm really liking this. This is spiritual life. I'm having the time of my life. I'm getting fed nicely, amazing food, wonderful kirtan. I get to distribute books. I talk to people all day long. I'm having a great time. This is spiritual life. So I made the choice. That's me. That's who I want to be. I want to be that devotee. A devotee. It's a wonderful choice. Now, what if I didn't make that choice? I had that opportunity at several occasions. I knocked on the door. Nobody answered. I could just go, okay, nobody's home. Out of there. Curtain opens. Not a blue god. Black. Very different looking. Could have run out of there. I made the choice. So we get that opportunity. We make a choice. We have to decide, what do you want? And what are you willing to do? What are you willing to do to get what you want? Everybody who's ever made it in this world materially, they sacrificed. They set a goal. They said, this is what I want. I want to make $1 million in 2 years. This is how I'm going to do it. They plan a course. Nothing gets in their way. That's what they do. So we become devotees. We say we want to go back to Godhead. We plan a course, but then we say, you know what? It's a little bit austere, you know? I mean, that Mangalartik thing. You try getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning. Come on. It's a little bit late. I mean, I just wake up when I wake up, you know? Maybe I'll get some rounds done or whatever. So we don't really take it serious. Why? Spiritual life, we should take it more serious. We should be more enthusiastic to get our goal. Because what is the alternative? What is it called again? That repeated birth and death thing, you know, the samsara and all that. Do we want that? We don't want that. I don't want it. But yet, I certainly didn't take it seriously either. Now, maybe a little bit different. Why? Because I can see the finish line. It's starting to stare at me. The old age thing is starting to kick in. And I'm going, whoa, I don't have a whole lot of years left. Might be a good idea to get serious. And you guys are thinking, I got plenty of time. I'm still a little kid, you know. I can have so much fun. I don't need to get so serious about this stuff. Trust me, you don't want to wait. Because all that fun you have in kirtan, when you get older, I jump up one kirtan, the next kirtan, I'm like, sorry, my knees are killing me, I can't jump. I'll try. Ow, 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 ow. That's what it's like, and you don't want to wait. You want to enjoy, have fun in Krishna consciousness while you can. Because even now, I can, but soon, I don't know what's going to be happening to me. I could be in who knows what kind of body. So it's time to all of us, get serious so we can avoid this birth, death, old age, and disease. Just saying that, it does not sound like something I want. I mean, who plans for this? Oh, I can't wait for my next birth. I wonder what it's going to be. Oh, this is so exciting. I know I did some good things, but I did some bad things. But I should get a nice birth. Well, maybe if I really get to enjoy it, it'll be Sutala Loka. Nah, not going to go there. Maybe America would be really great because America has so much to offer. I can have such a... Wait a minute. Do I really want that? When then we hear of Krishna's pastimes... Wow, like who wouldn't want to enjoy with Krishna in the spiritual world? Alternatives, which do you want? You decide. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. More. Next time. All right, does anybody have a quick question or comment? I'm going to preface this question by my hearing is really bad, so if it's a hard question, I'm not going to hear it. Okay. Oh, no, Jitta, holy.
Are these kind of questions?
Yeah, unfortunately. See, I can get away with it when I do it over there because nobody hears it and it's not recorded. This is recorded. But hopefully they won't get my name right. It's Nareshwara Prabhu. Okay, next. Anybody?
Thank you, Prabhu. Such a wonderful class.
Thank you, Prabhu.
So you should give class often to us. You're deep writing. And my question is, you said that in material world, everybody plan. If someone wants to make $2 million, he plan properly, then he move. In our life, we see most of the time, we depend on Krishna or some other, and our plan does not work. We get discouraged. If our plan never work, let it go, whatever it is. So how really we determine in a spiritual life, right plan?
But it depends on what your plan is, doesn't it? If your plan is the big picture, going back to Godhead, that's not changing, right? So many obstacles may come, but the plan is to go back to Godhead. If your plan is to live in a nice apartment in Mayapur and have four boys, three girls, and it doesn't happen, see, it didn't happen. I made a plan, it didn't happen. That's not the kind of plan we're talking about. The kind of plan is you want to be a millionaire. That's the material one. You want to go back to Godhead. That's the spiritual one. So we're going to plan for that one. How are we going to go back to Godhead? What do you got to do to end up in the spiritual world? And that's where you make your decisions. Your choices are based on that. Does going to Mangal Artik and chanting 16 rounds and follow the four regulative principles, does that help you go back to Godhead? Yes? Does it? You guys? What do you think? Yes. That's the plan, right? Now if we add a little devotional service, now we're going to add a little something into the mix. Put a little devotional service in. Is that going to help you make $1 million or is that going to help you go back to Godhead? Back to Godhead. Okay, well, let's add that in. This is nice. What about a little sadhu sangha? Not a bad thing. Put that in. Right? So these are all the ingredients that you need to put in the recipe to go back to Godhead. The rest of it, whatever. There's going to be obstacles, material obstacles, bumps in the road, sure. But that's not where we want to go, right? Getting $1 million, I wanted to, anyway. There's a YouTube video, they made me make it. And I said to them, I was honest, I said I wanted to be a rock star. Or an actor. I wanted to be famous enough. I wanted to be Krishna. And now, guess what? Here I am sitting talking. It's going to be recorded. Everyone's going to see, right? Oh my God, this guy's amazing. He's really weird, you know? But hey, it takes all kinds in this Krishna consciousness. And that's Prabhupada's mercy. It takes all kinds. We are all so different, right? Like if I met Parvata Maharaj on the street in Mexico, I'd probably just walk right by him. But here, he's a good friend. He's a good friend of mine because we have a special bond. And I'll tell you what that bond is. This, Srila Prabhupada's books. We bond over distributing. We discuss strategies and plans of how we're going to distribute. Right? So we have this bond. Now we all speak that same language. Remember the language part in the beginning with the this and that mantra? Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. See, every time we do that together, it's like bringing us closer. Don't you feel it? It's actually a bond. All of a sudden the room gets a little smaller. We're all like connecting a bit more, a bit more, a bit more. Right? So this is our plan, to go back to Godhead, put the right ingredients in, make that plan, follow that plan, you will be successful. This is my godbrother, Vasu Stresadas from Australia. He is the only Lithuanian-born disciple of Srila Prabhupada. Haribo. Now say something.
We all have choices that we have to make. And sometimes, as you put it in the beginning, you made the right choice. You stayed for Mangalati and you stayed for Lord Jagannath. But as we go on in our life, we have other different choices. We choose to become a devotee, but then, are we going to become a grihastha, stay brahmachari? Where do I go now? Who do I do service with? So the fact is that we're full of mistakes. That's the propensity of a human being, that we make mistakes. We're subject to illusion cheating propensity, and we always forget things. So how can we actually even sort of make that right choice? That to make that right choice all the time, we've just got to be so extremely lucky that we hardly hear at all. That's my question to you.
Well, my answer to you, Prabhu, would be you joined the movement some 40-some years ago, and you're still sitting in Srimad Bhagavatam class some 40-some years later. So although you had decisions as to brahmachari, householder, vanaprastha, sannyasi, whatever, those kind of decisions are not the decisions like I was saying. They're just, okay, whatever. You're still on the path. What color dhoti you're wearing, where you live, who you associate with as far as it's sadhu sangha. You know, do I hang out with this best friend or this best friend? Who do I talk to today? Those are all minor decisions. They are not going to send you running back to Lithuania, growing your hair out, and, you know, doing things you shouldn't do. So those kind of decisions are not that relevant to our path. They really aren't. You know in your heart whether you're a householder or a brahmachari. That's not something you have to sit down and add it up or something like that. Krishna tells you, you know. It's not that big of a choice, is it? You know. If you're doing with your mind and thoughts things you shouldn't, then you know. I'm not a brahmachari. I may be wearing saffron, but I'm not a brahmachari. So better to be married. Be honest. So that's kind of a choice that, you know, Krishna within will tell you. That's not the angel saying, oh yes, be a brahmachari. And the devil's going, nah, get a wife, what are you doing? It doesn't work that way with that. The big choices are like that. Huh? The big choices. Okay? Do I have any other God brothers in the audience that we're going to ask a question? No? Some of my exalted ones? I wouldn't ask one either after that class. Okay. Anything else? Going once? Going twice? Like I say outside, this is your last chance. Last chance to take these books home for only 200 rupees. So this is your last chance, because I may never sit up here again. I think after today, that's pretty much a guarantee, right? Yeah, let's get Jivanath back up there. Oh, I said my name. Let's get Narishwar back up here. So anyway, thank you so much for not falling asleep and attending. Hare Krishna. Bye.